Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp. I'm coming to you live from beautiful California. The evenings are so nice here. We have some very hot days, but it always seems to cool off as the sun is setting, and the nights are nice and cool, too, and the mornings are cool. So I think it's a pretty nice climate, even though it's very dry, and I prefer more moisture. I hope everybody's having a really nice day today. It's Monday, the July 23rd. Today is the day that the sun moves into the sign of Leo. This is the first day of Leo, usually. And the sun is naturally in its best sign in Leo. Leos are the strongest of the sun signs simply because the sun is the lord of the sign of Leo. So a Leo person will always be somewhat of a character. You might say, oh, you're such a card, you know, something like this about a Leo person. And born today, we have Woody Harrelson, who I actually have done a reading for before. And today's a Five of Clubs day, by the way. We also have Monica Lewinsky of Bill Clinton fame and Don Imus, who was recently fired for calling a basketball team in North Carolina a bunch of nappy-headed hoes. He's off the air now. And an actress, a model named Stephanie Seymour, is born today. Don Drysdale, a famous baseball player. Calvin DeForest, Charisma Carpenter, and a few other people. What's interesting about this day is that it's like a super Leo day. And people who were born this day, this Five of Clubs day, are basically super versions of that Five of Clubs card, and they have exaggerated qualities. So Woody Harrelson was known for years to be like the ultimate womanizer, and that's typical for a Five of Clubs. Five of Clubs can be have so many relationships because it's such a freedom-oriented card. And the other thing about Five of Clubs is they love dating married people. They love the secret relationship. It's a mystery as to exactly why. I mean, we see it represented in the cards, and we can see it represented in their astrology charts. But still, you know, why they have such a fascination with people who are unavailable and people who are secretive, you know. So that means often having affairs with married people. And, of course, we know that Monica Lewinsky did, and Woody Harrelson also. I don't know about these other guys. I'm not sure. I don't know much about Don Imus' personal life, if he's married or what, but it's likely that he wouldn't be, or if he was, that he wouldn't be faithful. Just so you know, tonight we have, apparently there's some problems on the lines. There are lines available to call in after the talk. I'm going to give a little talk here in a few minutes about how we choose relationships. But apparently I'm on the Canada-only line, and so that leaves hopefully line 2 and 3 open. But you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to just try them all and see which ones work, because we're not really sure. They're not really sure which ones work, and they can't really give me a clear answer. So you're just going to have to try trial and error. If you go to the link that I've put on my website, you'll see there's four numbers there. Two of them are toll-free, and two of them are 530 area code numbers. I wanted to announce also before we get started tonight that I'm having a class here in Concord, California, an advanced class on the science of the cards. And I wanted to give a little bit of detail. I just posted a complete description of the class for those who are interested on my website. If you just go to my website, which is 7thunders.com, and click on the seminars link at the top, it'll take you right to the description of the seminar, which is going to be here on August the 18th and 19th. It's a two-day workshop, 4 hours each day. It's going to be like an intensive into the advanced knowledge of the cards. Basically, when you look in my book, Love Cards, and when you look in the book, Destiny Cards, Love Cards has these relationship connections between people. And Cards Your Destiny has yearly spreads that are laid out for you. And to make the system available that way, we had to do some simplification of the system. It had to be simplified in order to put it into a book form. And as accurate as it is, it's much more accurate when you learn how to read the cards in the ancient method. And we saved this for an advanced level class because it's complex. It's very complex. And people who use it are much more likely to make mistakes. So we have that in the advanced class. And, you know, you can actually go to my website and you can actually order the advanced DVD series class. You can learn it that way. But if you want to come see me teach it in person, I'm going to be here. And we're going to have a really nice class. We're going to limit it to 15 people. It's going to be a nice, cozy little group. And we'll have time to really get into it and explore it. So you're going to learn, like, where all the yearly spreads come from, how they're created, how they're derived, what's the function of the cards, but more or less where they came from. The neighborhoods in the grand solar spreads. What neighborhood is your card resting in? You probably didn't know there were neighborhoods, and you probably didn't even know there was a grand solar spread. We're going to show you that. This is what the ancient method is all about. What are the seven-year spreads? How do you get them? How do you interpret them? What are the underlying cards? How do you find them for any spread you're looking at? Underlying cards, which give really meaningful information. What's their origin and purpose? How the weekly spreads, seven-week spreads, and daily cards are calculated. How the connections in the Love Cards book are derived and why the Love Cards book is not completely accurate. Even the Cards of Your Destiny book, it's accurate, but there's pieces missing. And this is what the class is all about. But the love connections in the Love Cards book are actually incomplete as well. And there's so much missing that there's a lot more. So this is how you learn the whole thing. How to do your own yearly, seven-year relationship readings using only this one book. And actually, you'll learn in this class how you can take a deck of cards, and from that one deck of cards, you can generate the entire system. That's what we're going to be talking about. If you're interested in this class, you better sign up quick because it's already starting to fill up. And it's on my website. Just go to the website and click on the seminars link at the top. Or send me an email or whatever, or call, and I'll send you the link. And you can read about it, and there's a link there where you can register yourself. Okay? So that's going to be advanced class training on the 18th and 19th of August, which is less than a month from now. Okay, we are going to talk now about relationships, which is one of my favorite topics. I want to get into a little bit more about how we choose relationships. I think that if we truly understood the process, what's really going on when we're making a choice in a relationship, it would really be enlightening for us. It would help us to be more conscious and to actually be able to participate in the choice that we're making to a much greater degree. I mean, look at the relationship that you're in right now. On some level, you chose it. Or if you're single right now, you chose that. You may think you're the victim of your relationship. You may think you're the victim of not having a relationship. But really, you have to, if you really want to have any power in your life, if we want to have power in our life, we have to assume that we're doing this on some level. We're making this happen. So, you know, the process that we go through in choosing a relationship is, for the most part, it's unconscious. Therefore, like, for the most part, we seem to be powerless about it. Like, people have told me, I just always seem to attract the wrong kind of man or the wrong kind of men. Or, and most of my clients are women, so this, I'm speaking from that gender point of view. Or another one I hear a lot is, I just don't have any luck when it comes to love. I always make such bad choices. I would say that most of us feel this way at certain points in our life, and some of us feel this way a lot of the time, you know. So what's really going on? Like, who are we attracted to? And why are we attracted to them? You know, I've had clients, and I would say to them, you know, like, okay, I will find you the perfect person that your astrology matches up perfectly with them. And if I put these two people together, they would look at each other and go, not interested. I just don't feel anything for that person. You know? So what is that feeling? What is that thing that we feel that makes us want to get close to somebody? And how often do we even ask ourselves what's really going on there? Like, what is actually happening? You know, in our culture, especially in the Western culture, attraction is everything. I mean, we've made it that way for some reason. I mean, other cultures, it's different. Like, if you go to India, people are often betrothed from birth. They didn't have a say-so in it. They didn't even know if they were attracted or not. Their parents looked at their charts, and they decided that their kids were going to marry, and that was the end of the story. In our culture, though, it's attraction. It's attraction, right? Everybody. Who are we attracted to? Why are we drawn more to certain people and not others? What is it about certain people that make us feel that rush? Whether it's passion or a feeling of friendship or love. And which of the many feelings that we feel for the people that we know and meet are the most important to us personally? Ultimately, our decisions about who we're going to get the closest to will depend on that last question. You know, what do we feel for people? I have found that everybody's like attracted to certain mixtures of qualities at certain times, and these change. Sometimes we change who we're attracted to. Like, for example, one of the things you can think for sure, you can look at who you're attracted to, and this is what the cards are really good for. If you take, there's a section, especially in the back of the book, I've talked about it before in love cards, about who's marriageable. I should look up the chapter and tell you, or maybe the page number, but it's a section that talks about which cards, birth card and planetary ruling card, is marriageable. Okay, I did it, finally looked it up. It is page 329, okay? The marriageability factor. Okay, so you can look up, if you meet somebody, even before you get to know them, you can look up their birth card and ruling card, and you can do an analysis of their potential marriage proneness. Or ability to sustain a long-term committed relationship. That's what we should actually call it. That's what it really is. Marriage. I call it marriage ability, but it's more like it can just be long-term relationships. So you can look up. So what if you found, what if you're really convinced that you really want a long-term committed relationship? That's what you really want. And you tell everybody, I want to get married, I want to be happy, so that. But you keep attracting, you keep being attracted to people who are unmarriageable or unavailable. And there's a whole list of unmarriageable and unavailable people. We've already talked about this. Well, this is a clue to you that for whatever reason, right now, you are not ready or willing or wanting really to have that commitment. And, you know, whenever I see, which is kind of common, I see this show up, usually the person had made a decision a year or two, or maybe as much as 5 years earlier. They made a decision, hey, I'm not going to have a relationship anymore. I'm not going to have any serious relationships. And they don't remember making the decision. They don't remember, like, when they got hurt by somebody really bad or whatever happened in the past that caused them to say, I'm not getting close again. It's too painful. So then they find themselves years later only interested in people that can have a shallow relationship with them at the very best, and they're asking, and they're curious, they're wondering why, you know, why can't I have a person who's committed? So this person needs to take a look at the fact that they're interested only in unmarriageable or unavailable people, which is a reflection of where they're at. So one thing that definitely happens in our attraction is we're often really attracted to things that are unconscious in us. And if we can become more conscious of what's in us, we can actually make a different choice. So the people that we're attracted to can be really good mirrors of us, and they can help us see who we are right now and what's going on. That's a very, very important thing. I mean, I use that in my readings to a great extent. When I'm reading for somebody, I want to know who they're with and who they have been with lately, because it tells me about them and where they're at. You know, it's like making peace with ourselves. It's such a nice feeling, like when I do a reading for somebody and they realize, hey, you know, it was because I got so hurt 5 years ago is why I haven't really decided yet to really be with somebody yet. I haven't really decided to go out and make that commitment again. And when they realize that, there's like this sense of peace that comes over them. And now they have a choice about it. Now they're realizing that it's okay. It's okay that I'm not interested in a relationship right now, and maybe I'll want one again, and when I do, I know I can have it. It's not like I'm a victim anymore, and I just can't have something that I say that I want. So this is the awareness. So first of all, just looking at the people that you are attracted to can tell you a lot about yourself and where you are right now, and that's what the Love Cards book is really great for, because it helps you kind of analyze people and look at, you know, who they are. And then as a result, you can see where you're at, where you're being right now. Okay. Now, the next thing about attraction, like, sometimes we're attracted to people because we have some major life issues, like, that we have to work out, that we came here, like, we were born with. These are karmic things, you know, and these relationships will often be karmic in nature. We can have some really intense relationships. Like, for example, these would be the relationships that represent deep issues inside of us. Relationships that will have a certain quality that causes us to face things and deal with them. For example, if I have a deep fear of being rejected by somebody, I may attract somebody who rejects me, right? And by being continually confronted with my greatest fear in this way, I can come to terms with those fears and eventually overcome their power over me. All right? So we often attract people to help us. But, you know, it's really about the mirror thing again, you see. Like, if I have an issue that I can't get my finger on and I can't really make any progress in it, because I just can't see it clearly enough, I will eventually attract somebody who will represent that issue for me. It'll be a living color, full 3D sculpture of my issue right there that I can work out, right? That person will stand in for the part of me that I've pushed away or neglected. Have you ever noticed people that will be with somebody that they will have traits that they just really don't like? Like, you know, you'll be attracted to somebody, but there'll be some things you really don't like about them. And sometimes these things are things that you don't like that you actually possess. And this is another thing that's really great about the cards, because let's say, for example, you're a real, like say you were a 3 or a 5, which are very commitment-phobic people, and, you know, they play around a lot, usually think about other people a lot, can't stay with one person. Now, I'm not saying there aren't exceptions, but for the most part. But say you're one of these, but you don't think it's really good to be that way, okay? I'm a 5 of clubs, but I don't think, I'm Woody Harrelson, but I don't think it's okay to be a womanizer. I don't think it's okay to be have secret affairs. So what will I do? I will marry somebody or have a relationship with somebody who acts that out for me. they will act it out for me because I refuse to look at it. I refuse to own it. And, of course, what I'll do is I'll blame the other person first. You know, I will blame them. I will make it say it's all there. I won't see that it's me because I don't see that it's me to begin with. But I had to attract a partner in order to see it. So we are attracted to, we have that gut, intense physical and emotional and spiritual attraction to people who are going to show us who we are. People are going to reflect us in some way. You know, isn't that like amazing? Like all we're doing is really looking for a mirror, and we're so attracted to it. We think we're attracted to them because we're going to live happily ever after. Isn't that interesting? You know, we think we're attracted to them because they're like the perfect match for us, that we're going to walk off into the sunset and have this wonderful life. But actually what we're doing is where our attraction is leading us right to the people that are going to show us the things that we can't see in ourselves. You know? So, you know, it works out. It always works out. Sometimes I notice women, I've had several women, female clients who are always attracted to, they have a string of relationships with men that are not as strong as they are, okay? And usually the man will be moon to them, their moon card. So they get to be the boss of the relationship, and it's easier for them to leave the relationship. And they always get to be in charge in the relationship. They basically always get to be the one who is calling the shots. And they get to be the one that's never truly invested in the relationship. Now, what's really interesting is when I see a string of these happen, I know that this woman, in this case, it's usually a woman in this case, she's doing this because she's afraid of being rejected. Her deepest, deep-down fear is the fear that, she'll be rejected. So she never puts herself at risk in a relationship. But then she comes to me. She doesn't say this to me. What she says to me when she asks for a reading is, you know, I'm just not really in love with my boyfriend or my last boyfriend. And I have this pattern every year or so. I meet a new guy and I get together and we're good. But then I leave him because I'm just not really in love, you know. There's nothing at risk. And they're not dealing with their own fear. And so they have this pattern going on. And this is a safety pattern, picking people who are safe, you know. I did this myself, you know. I picked relationships that were safe, but I always felt like I never really had what I really wanted either. I never really had what I really wanted because I chose the safety route. I think a lot of us do this because we're afraid. We're afraid of getting hurt. We're afraid of being betrayed. We're afraid of being abandoned. We have tons of fears that come up when relationships come up. So it's a good thing to look at your partner, just in a general sense, and say, even like, you know, and this is especially fun when you've been with somebody for a long time. You know, after you've been with somebody for like 3 or 4 years, it's hard to remember how you felt when you first met them, how turned on you were for this person. I mean, heaven forbid, I hope you're not in a relationship where there wasn't even any attraction. You know, I mean, some people, I guess they do that. I mean, why do they get in a relationship? Like there was, if you can't remember there was any like a time of passion and some real compelling feeling in you to be with that person, why are you doing that anyway? I'm just kidding. But, you know, I'm not sure. But, okay, so, but anyway, when you look at your relationship that you're in, ask yourself, what is it that they're showing me that I couldn't see on my own? It's a very good chance that that's part of what's going on. You know, not in every single case, but in many cases. It's a very good chance that this partner is there and you were so attracted to them. Also, think about the people that you had the most intense longing, compulsion. I mean, maybe not all of you have experienced it, but have you ever experienced like an addictive relationship? Like somebody you just had to have and you would do anything to get them. Like almost like a drug addict trying to get the drug. They'd steal, do anything to get the money for the drug. Have you ever had one of those relationships? Boy, that's such a powerful thing, and it's that can be turned around. As devastating as those relationships can be, they can show us so much about what's missing inside of ourselves that we're seeking from another person. And, you know, and you might say on the level of attraction, that might be the most highest level that attraction gets in a relationship. It's when you're ready to kill yourself for somebody else. You know, that's about as high as it gets on the attraction scale. And that's where the most, we could learn the most about ourselves from this relationship. Very interesting. So, you know, if I do a reading for you, or when I do a reading for somebody, I'm always interested in who they're dating. Oh, it tells me so much. It tells me about the client. I'm not interested in so much in the other person. I'm interested in what the other person, knowing about that person, will tell me about the person I'm reading for. That's where the real juicy stuff comes. And that's what it's all about, right? It's about consciousness. This is all this whole life story, this whole path is about being more aware, understanding what's really going on. That's what we're all up to here. Okay, so we're going to take a short break now. We're going to play one of my songs. I should let you know that there is one person on line two, but we have other lines open. I don't know which lines are open, because I just don't know, because they're having some kind of a phone thing going on. I would like, Seth, if you could play the commercial number one, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to BB from San Francisco. Okay, so we'll be right back after a couple minutes.
Centuries, the information was kept hidden from society. Preserved by a secret order, instructed never to reveal this esoteric knowledge until the world was ready, until a time when this information could do the most good to benefit mankind. And now this information has finally been revealed, the fabled Book of Destiny. With information about every aspect of your life. And now you can make use of this information for your highest good. You can discover just why you are here and where you are going. Who are you most compatible with? When will you move? When will you change jobs? Find love and get married and make the most money. All of this information and more is now available to you in two books. The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards by Robert Lee Kemp. These books are available in any bookstore, physical or virtual, but if you order them from 7thunders.com, you will also receive a special report entitled, When Will You Become a Millionaire? This special report will tell you the times in your life when you are the most likely to experience massive financial success. Get both books which teach you how to do these readings for yourself, step by step. Plus this one-of-a-kind report at a special discounted rate. Just point your web browser to 7thunders.com. That's the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Look for the link talking about the radio show special. And within days of ordering, you will receive everything you need to do readings for yourself and others. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed or your money back. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Kemp returning to you live. I got the numbers of, before we talk to BB real quick, here's the numbers that you can call in if you want to get on the show tonight and ask a question. They're all the 530 area code. And the first one is 431-431-4511. And the next one is 530-876-3223. And the third one is the one that's actually occupied right now, and that's 530-413-4515. Okay, so you have three lines you can call in. I'll mention these again later, because the one is not published on the website. Okay? So can we talk to Bibi now? She's been waiting patiently on line two.
Oh?
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Bibi. I can barely hear you.
Hello, Robert.
How are you tonight?
Very well, thank you.
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I was wondering whether or not you see a marriage in my near future.
Well, you do have indications for that this year. Have you met somebody?
I have a long-distance boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And do you want to be married to him?
I do.
Oh. Well, good. What's his birthday?
March 27th.
Okay. Hold on one second, Dee Dee. Let me look something up real quick, okay?
Of course.
Well, here's what I see, Dee Dee. I see you getting married to him.
Yes?
Yes, I do. Because, you know, he is, well, in this card system that I use, we have a card that represents what we end up with every year. I don't know if you're familiar with that. You probably aren't familiar with, are you not familiar with my system, are you?
A little bit.
Okay, well, this man, his card is a Nine of Clubs, and he's also a King of Hearts, right?
Yes.
And your result card this year is a King of Hearts. Okay?
Hey.
Your result card for this year you're in right now is the King of Hearts. That's a very strong indicator you're going to end up with him in a significant relationship.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I think this is actually going to be one of the more fun years that you've had. Now, you have, right now, you just entered into your Venus period of the year 5 days ago, okay?
Yes.
And you have two nines right now. And nines represent endings, okay? So there might be some kind of an emotional ending or loss that you experience in the next month or so. All right?
Yes.
But this other thing is definitely going to happen. I would be willing to bet it's going to happen. Have you guys talked about marriage at all?
No.
Well, when are you going to bring it up?
Well, I'm waiting for him to bring it up.
Okay. Well, we'll see what he does. But, you know, you have a couple of cards that indicate wedding and marriage, so I think it's going to happen.
Robert?
Yes?
Is long distance in another country.
Well, why did you start that one?
He came to visit me, and we fell in love.
Uh-huh. So what's his plan? What does he say he's going to do?
He doesn't say. He just seems to have a lot of affection for me.
Uh-huh. But he doesn't say he's coming or anything? He's not saying that he's going
to... He says he wants to come, but, you know, he's unable to afford it right at the moment.
Oh, I see. So it's actually a little bit more complicated in that he doesn't really have the resources to pursue you. Is that it?
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You got some very good indicators, Bibi. Very, very nice. And I think you guys, you know, the way love works, it always finds a way, you know? There's always a way. When the love is there, there's always a way to work through whatever issues there are.
What about my year's challenges?
Well, I mean, what are your challenges right now?
I don't know.
Well, you know what's going on every day in your life, don't you? Anything happening in your life lately?
I have an art career.
An art career?
In it.
And how's that going?
Just beginning.
Oh, just beginning. I see. Well, this should be one of the most fun years of your life, okay? But it's not going to really get good until November. That's when it gets really good. November, December, January, February, March, April, okay? That's when the year gets way better. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I travel in November to see my boyfriend?
Let me take a look. I think, I don't know, you might travel sooner than that, actually. You might travel in September or October.
I see.
Yeah. So, you know, but you're sitting in a very good spot. Like, there are certain places in the deck that are the best places. We call them auspicious, okay, because they bring good fortune of different kinds. And you're sitting in a very auspicious position this particular year. And it's especially good for your work and your career, but it's good for meeting people and having fun and being social, okay? So I would suggest that you really go out and be willing to promote yourself in your business, in your work, your art. Do you understand?
Well, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, if you were to go out and promote yourself, it would be very successful, very quickly, very easily.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good place to be. I mean, I do see there's something that's going to happen in the next couple of months that are going to be a little bit difficult for you to go through. I don't know what that is right now. It could be like breaking up with an old friend or something like that. I don't know.
Pardon?
It could be like breaking up with an old friend or something like that. I'm not sure.
Is my boyfriend ready for marriage?
I have no idea. I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Are you ready for marriage?
I am.
How do you know that you are? You know you are one of the more unmarriageable birthdays.
Well, I'm an exception.
And how is that?
I am very much ready for marriage.
I see. Have you been married before?
Twice?
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, okay. Well, I believe you. I absolutely believe you. Any other questions, BB?
Do you have anything else to share with me?
No, I think I've said it all. And if
you're more than kind, and I really deeply appreciate, you know, the effort you put into this.
Well, thank you, BB. And, you know, you can come back and listen to this again on the recording if you want later and hear. I might have said things that you didn't really catch, you know. So you might want to listen to it again later.
Well, I really want to thank you.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you saying that.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, BB. Have a pleasant evening.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was BB from San Francisco. Not far from where I am. She must be looking at the same beautiful sunset that I am right now. We have a lady named Karen from Ohio who's getting ready to have a birthday here in a few days. Is Karen with us?
Yes, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How's it going?
Well, I'm having a birthday Friday.
Yes, you are.
And I just want to know if my situation, I've had a really tough year financially.
Uh-huh.
And I just wondered when everything's going to be changing.
Well, can you tell me a little bit more about why it was so tough financially?
Foreclosure, credit
uh-huh.
card bills.
You had a house that foreclosed?
Pardon me?
You had a house that you lost?
No, we didn't lose it yet. We're still fighting with them. It's been all year.
Did you guys have one of those subprime loans or something?
No, just predatory lender, and we beat them with an arbitration and a notice of foreign judgment, and the judge just will not relinquish.
The judge will not go your way?
They just will not do it in our favor after we won these two awards and we're still at them.
Uh-huh. So, who's spearheading the legal stuff, you or your husband?
Both of us.
Both of you?
Yes.
Okay, so...
kept about 1 foot in front of them each.
Well, you didn't really have... You had very bad cards for legal things this past year.
Okay.
Okay? You did, but you have really good cards coming up.
Praise God.
And I'm talking about, like, as early as November. I would wait, if I were you, I would wait till the middle of November to push forward.
Well, we have to push forward now because they're going to do a summary judgment, and we have to do something to keep them at bay.
Well, you have good things after your birthday year also.
Okay.
So I think it's going to shift right now, I think, in regards to this, after your birthday year, in about, a couple weeks.
Okay, yeah, in a couple weeks I have a court case coming up, and I've already filed some things and some creative things.
Uh-huh.
And I really feel that if they just read what we've sent them, see, that's the problem. They're not reading anything that we're sending them. They just want to get us in and out of court. Slam, bam, out of your house kind of thing. And we've really, by the grace of God, we've kept one step in front of them. And the papers that we just filed, we're going to refile them on Friday again, on my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I really feel that if they read them, they have no choice.
Well, you have to do your best. And then whatever happens, it's God's will. But you have to do your best first.
Oh, we are.
But all I can say is that the indications this year for you are much better legally.
Okay.
Now, what is your husband's birthday?
He's December 1st, 53. He's a Sagittarius.
Okay. Let me see. Wow. He had really good cards this year, especially back in March and April. Were you in court then?
Yes. We've been in court since November of 2006.
See, now, if I had talked to you, at the beginning of 2000, if I had talked to you at the end of last year, before this year started, I would have told you to have your husband do all the legal stuff and you stay out of it.
Well, he did all of the legal, finding out everything. I did the typing, and he set everything into court.
Hmm.
So I'm
surprised that he didn't do better because he's had the best cards possible for legal things this past year.
He's had the number one best cards. Pardon me?
He's had the number one best card, so I'm really surprised that he didn't do better.
Well, we've had an attorney when we started, and he kind of messed us up for the first 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Then we started in a new process, which kept him at bay. In about 6 weeks, we started in another redemption-type process, and that seems to be doing the best so far.
Well, I don't know all the details of your situation, and I don't even know if you have a real case or if they really are guilty of what you say they are. They might, could. I'm not saying you're not saying the truth, but I don't really know. But I can tell you that your cards look better this year coming up.
Okay.
That's the most important thing. But your husband, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, it looks like he didn't have much of an effect, He doesn't look like he did, like he was very effective this past year, and I can't explain why, because he had the best cards there were. He had the best.
Well, past is not going to do me any good, is it?
No, it's not going to do you any good, and maybe the way your relationship is, maybe you're the more powerful person. And maybe your cards and your influences matter a lot more than his, That can happen. Possible. So if that is the case, things should go a lot better this year after your birthday coming up.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, great. Thank
Good
you
luck.
So much.
Good luck with everything, Karen.
Thank you.
Very well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break, folks, and we have all the lines open. If you don't remember the number, I'll give the one that's not listed on the website. That is 530-876-3223. So give a call if you want to chat, if you have a question. We'll be back after we play a song. And let's hear this song, Closer to You, okay? Off my new CD, Bhakti Rock. Be right back. Robert Camp.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert Camp coming to you live from California, where the sun is almost gone now. And we have another person calling from California. We have Jody on line two. Are you with us, Jody? Hello? Hello? I can't hear anybody.
Jody has hung up.
Oh, she hung up? Okay. All right, folks. Well, we have lines open. I don't know. Let's see. There was somebody else, right? We're having a little trouble with the phone system this evening, so please bear with us. Seth, did you have somebody else? Hello?
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 Hi, who's this?
Oh, no, you're not talking to me, right?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Oh, you're talking to Jin.
Jin?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Jin?
Jin Morris. I'm coming from Los Angeles. Are you Robert?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What's your birthday, Jim?
I'm sorry?
What's your birthday?
So my birthday is March 20, 1970. Yeah.
Okay, and what can I do for you tonight?
Love. I want some advice, actually.
Okay.
I met someone, and so her birthday is December 22nd. Of 1977.
Uh-huh.
She's a nine of heart.
Yeah, and a nine of diamonds. Yeah.
And so I wanted just to know, how do you read this year and the next year for both of us? What do you read in the cards?
Well, okay, so let me just ask you a few questions, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you just met her.
Yes.
Recently.
I know her. Actually, I know her for 7 years right now.
Okay.
And
when did you guys when did you guys begin getting together as a couple?
Not really, actually, because we are living in two separate. She's living in another continent.
Oh, she's in another continent?
Yeah, she's living in Europe, actually.
Ah, I see. So, do you both want to be together?
Yes.
I see.
Yes, but we don't know how it can work out with our lives. And maybe it won't work out, you know. We don't really know, actually.
Yeah.
She has a daughter also she has to take care of.
Mm-hmm. And she was born in 77, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Now,
yes.
One thing, you know, is like, you're both kind of young, in a way.
Yes.
Okay. And your karma is, the way you're situated is to have many girlfriends.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
No.
Oh, really? You haven't done that?
No.
I've
been single for a long time now.
You've been single?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Very involved in, well, I moved to Los Angeles, so I had to make my living here, you know, and everything. I didn't really have time to be involved in relationships.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you. And but usually people born on your birthday, they usually have a lot of thoughts about relationship, and they have a lot of fears and concerns about relationship.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, they change their mind a lot when it comes to relationship.
Okay.
Not always, but usually. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your girlfriend, she's a nine of hearts and also a nine of diamonds, so she's two nines.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of nine energy, okay? And people who are nines, their particular karma is that they have to experience a certain amount of loss, of emotional relationship, you know, losses. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually people who are nine of hearts, they have a certain pattern about the way they approach love that really is not good for them. Like they're very codependent, for example.
Okay.
Now, are you an Aries or a Pisces? Do you know?
Pisces.
You are definitely a Pisces?
I think so. I was born, yes, around 9 o'clock at night on the 20th.
Because, you know, you're on the cusp there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You could have been an Aries also.
Okay.
You have to do a chart to know for sure, you know.
Okay. Well, I did the chart already years ago, and I was...
Oh, when you did the chart, you were actually a Pisces?
Yeah.
Okay. So that changes your ruling card quite a bit. That makes your ruling card a 9 of spades, so you're a 9 too, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, does she say she's really in love with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good
thing. We have this beautiful relationship from very long time, you know, from being friends with lots of affection and just seeing each other from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And now it was a new step, you know, to this relationship, but still don't know what will happen. You know?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, when I look, you know, I don't know exactly what's going to happen.
I was curious because I saw in your book that I bought recently, that I discovered recently, and that I really love, you know. I saw that on next year she has my card in her, in the spread, in the first spread.
Yeah, you're her challenge card next year.
I have the challenge card.
Yeah.
Mm, very good.
So, you know, if you guys are still together after her next birthday, she has a 3 of diamonds and a 3 of hearts, which means she's going to be very uncertain about what she wants in a relationship.
Okay.
Whether she wants you, and there might be somebody else in her life by then.
Okay.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, you know, you're far away.
Yeah, I know.
You could meet somebody, and she could meet somebody.
Yes.
In the meantime, right? I mean, it could happen to any of you.
That's
either
wise.
One of you. I know that you're thinking about her a lot this year. She's your Neptune card. You know, you are thinking of her a great deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah.
And you know, which means, but there's no guarantees in this situation.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
That's the only situation. Now,
yeah.
I will say this for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't really say how this is going to turn out, this relationship, but I can tell you that this next year, now, your next year is a long time from now because you just had a birthday, right?
Yeah.
But the next year is going to be a spectacular year for you. So you should really, your career and everything will really start to take off next year. I don't know what it is you want to do with yourself, but you're in such an auspicious place after your birthday. And you're going to have a lot of success, you're going to have more money, and a lot more popularity. And, you know, your whole life will look different then. Your whole life will look different when you're way more successful. Do you understand? Sometimes when a man changes like that, when you go from not being as successful to being very successful, sometimes the person you're with has to be a different person too.
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes. Okay, Jim?
Well, thank you so much.
It was great talking to you. Where are you from, Jim? With your little accent.
Yeah, from France.
From France, okay.
Yeah.
And is your lady friend in France too?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Well,
yeah.
I wish you the best of luck, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this knowledge. Also.
Thanks for calling in tonight. It's great talking
to you.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we have Daniel on line 2. He's been waiting patiently.